This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Being in a band is supposed to make you charismatic and attractive, but it isn't helping the two characters in the new HBO comedy series, Flight of the Conchords.
What I was trying to say before is that after 6 or 7 weeks, girls find me boring.
Mm.
But I'm not sure what happens, because, I mean, that's about how long it takes to get to know someone.
Mm.
That's Brett McKenzie, who stars with Jermaine Clement in Flight of the Conchords. These two losers have no gigs, few friends, and just one fan. The funniest part of the new series is the original songs McKenzie and Clement sing and their imaginary rock videos. McKenzie and Clement first started doing their songs as part of their music comedy act, Flight of the Conchords, which was named Best Alternative Comedy Act at the 2005 U.S. Comedy Arts Festival. One of their collaborators on the TV series also wrote and directed episodes of The Ali G Show. Clement and McKenzie started performing in New Zealand, where they're from. In the series, the characters have just moved from New Zealand to downtown Manhattan. McKenzie and Clement will perform some of their satirical songs for us, but first, let's hear another clip from Flight of the Conchords, which premieres this Sunday on HBO. Clement is dating McKenzie's ex-girlfriend, and McKenzie wants to hang out with them, but he's afraid he'll be uncomfortable.
I can't really hang out with you guys, can I? It's a bit weird now.
Of course you can hang out with us. Why don't you come to dinner with us tonight?
I don't want to go on a date with you and my ex-girlfriend. That's going to be weird.
It won't be weird.
That is going to be weird, man.
It won't be weird. We're all friends. I like Sally. You like Sally. She used to like you. She really likes me. You like me.
I suppose I do.
It won't be weird.
No, it's going to be weird.
It won't be weird.
It's going to be weird.
It won't be weird.
It will be weird.
It won't be weird.
It will be weird.
It won't be weird.
Brett McKenzie, Jermaine Clement, welcome to Fresh Air. How would you describe your new show?
Boring. It's like The Monkees combined with a little bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's about Brett and I, or our stage personas, or television personas, I guess now. And our fictional lives, trying to live in New York as poor musicians.
And those fictional personas, like you're both kind of nerdy, really uncomfortable around women.
That part's real.
That's part real?
That part's real.
And you're also both incredibly insecure, but at the same time really self-absorbed and egotistical.
It's a fine line to play.
These are the characters I'm talking about. Not,
right,
not,
oh, right.
You,
oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Let's set up like what a scene is like. Like in episode one, you're both at a party, and Jermaine, you see a woman who you find yourself attracted to, and suddenly you're imagining this kind of rock video that you're both in which you're having a hamburger with her, and you're talking with her, and singing about how beautiful she is. Would you do that song for us?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Certainly.
Looking round the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good looking girls on the street. Depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? Oh, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his good one, Dave? Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? And he says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Oh. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s.
You're so beautiful.
Well, you could be a part-time model.
And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I do the robot.
It's 12:02, just me and you.
and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here, let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh. Oh, why don't we leave? Let's go to my house and we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah, 'cause you're so beautiful, like a tree. You're so beautiful,
like some beautiful ceramics or something.
You're so beautiful,
like one of those girls I've been definitely, definitely chatting to in the chat room.
You're so beautiful,
Wild Slut Angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful,
I think you could be a part-time model. You'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And the rest of your time doing your normal job. Waitressing.
That's Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. And their new HBO TV series, Flight of the Conchords, begins on Sunday. Did you ever like perform in a straight band that wasn't comedy?
I have.
I've never, but Brett's performed in several bands. I've never been in a what I'd call a real band.
Why? I mean, do you lack confidence in yourself as a non-ironic
as a person
performer, as a human being in general?
No, it's just, well, when we started this, I definitely wouldn't have been able to really keep up.
Yeah, we've got a lot better than when we started. We could barely play guitar when we started. We started off like we knew 3 or 4 chords, and then now we know probably 11 chords. So,
don't overdo it.
Between us.
We learn a new chord each year. Each year at Christmas, we give each other a new chord.
Yeah, I say I know 5 and Brett says he knows 6. So that's 11.
Can I ask you to do another song that you do in the TV show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one's called I'm Not Crying. And why don't you describe the context that you sing it in the HBO series?
In the show, my character, Jermaine, based loosely on myself, is... has just been dumped by a woman, and he's...
By the most beautiful girl in the room.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
So beautiful, she could have been a waitress.
At the beginning of the episode, she could have been a part-time model, but now she's... Yeah, now she's... Later in the episode, she dumps
Breaking
Jermaine.
My heart, and I'm in denial about my emotions. So you're leaving. You say you have to go. Well, if you have to go, then I suppose you have to go. That's what it means to have to go, doesn't it? It means you have to go. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break my heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you. And as you walk down the path that leads from our door, don't turn around to see me once more. Don't turn around to see if I'm crying. Not crying, it's just been raining on my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheeks, please don't tell my mates. Not crying.
No, 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 I'm not crying. Oh, well, if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I am thinking of a friend of mine you don't know who is dying. Yes, that's right, dying.
These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me.
I've just been cutting onions.
I'm just making a lasagna for one. I'm not crying, no, no. It's just a little bit of dust in my eye, just from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping cause you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweated today. I've been looking around a lot,
searching for you.
They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. They're tears of joy, I'm just laughing. Sitting at this table called love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we freeze this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? Oh, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying.
That's really great, and that's the
quite emotional.
It's very emotional.
Quite hard to bring
to come back from that.
To bring myself,
yeah. Come back to the room.
Compose yourselves.
Yeah,
and that's the Flight of the Conchords, made up of Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, and their new HBO series Flight of the Conchords begins Sunday after Entourage. You know, I love that kind of Barry White kind of spoken beginning. Who are the singers you've most tried to sound like over the years, or you've wished most you could sound like?
Recently I've been loving Daryl Hall's vocals from Hall & Oates. Amazing singer. And and listening to a lot of Ray Charles.
And Oates. Don't forget.
And Oates.
Oates.
I'm not so familiar with. I just love the way Daryl Hall always goes, at the end of all his phrases.
I see, that's where you picked that up from.
That's what I've been trying to put that into more songs.
Who is most unlike you, in addition to Barry White, that you've tried to, you know, channel through your songs?
Well, again, Prince is quite an influence, which I guess we're not. Yeah. Of us are particularly like Prince.
Prince is a big influence.
He's very individual, though, so it's hard to imagine anyone else like him, really.
It's often depressing in the studio when we're trying to emulate Prince, because it's just two guitars. We imagine it sounding a lot grander than it perhaps actually does, and often we listen back to a recording and, well, I'm often surprised
and go, where's the
and disappointed
drums? Where's the horn section that I had envisaged?
Where's the funky groove?
Can I ask you to do another song?
Yes, yeah. You may.
Good. And you know, each of the songs that you do kind of reflect a type of song. And this one is called "What Is Wrong with the World Today?" And to me, it's one of those like real like '70s. What's going on?
Yeah,
kind of
Marvin
songs.
Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of in this one like we. It was a mixture of Marvin Gaye and I guess the Black Eyed Peas song "Where Is the Love."
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of funny in that.
Children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like Doc.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. That's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man's lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead?
Ooh, it turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing, why?
What is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today? Do, today.
What is wrong with the world today?
Yeah, think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making is going to the man.
What man? Who's the man? When's a man? What makes a man? Am I a man? Is Brett a man? Yes, technically he is. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Oh, why are we paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these cutleries from my knees?
And then we broke it down.
This is where we break it down.
Ooh, this is where we break it down.
Ow,
this is where we break it down. Rock and do acapella jams.
Acapella jams.
Ooh, breaking it right down. Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh. And then we bring it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's really great. That's the Flight of the Conchords. That's one of the songs they do on their new HBO TV series called Flight of the Conchords, in which they play two members of a band who sing songs like that. Are there stories within the TV series that are based on things that happened to you? And if so, would you tell us one of them?
I've got one in mind. I don't know if it's appropriate to say. We do one story about where a girl wants to have a threesome, a menage a trois with Brett and I, which is based on a real story, which we...
A fan.
We didn't, and it was very awkward and embarrassing, and we've got a story that borrows from that.
It's influenced from that, yeah. It was in England where they call a threesome a spit roast, which is a very British term that we weren't familiar with. Are you familiar with that term?
No.
It's quite a horrendous term. I think you can probably understand how it would transpire. And this girl came up to Jermaine at this party and goes, do you think...
she said, would you be interested in spit roast. Having a spit roast?
And Jermaine spit roast. thought she meant a...
I imagine a barbecue.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And she said, would Brett be interested?
And at the time I was going through a big steak phase, so I was really into eating meat. And so Jermaine said, oh, Britt will be really into it if it's a roast. Yeah, it sounds really
definitely
good.
Definitely Britt will. She was going, really? Oh, definitely Britt will love it.
It's a very so we used that as a basis for a story for the show.
And then
what happened to you after that?
Well, she said I wouldn't usually ask. I'm a lesbian, and I was thinking, why would that stop you asking us for a barbecue? And then there's something awkward about the situation that made me figure out that it wasn't what she was asking. And then I as politely as I could, turned down the offer.
Now, Brett, you apparently played one of the elves in
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Brett played Legolas.
So is this because Peter Jackson is from New Zealand? Do you know him from that?
He's from New Zealand. Yeah, they made the films in the town where we live.
Oh, so.
So a lot of people were in those films. My brother and my father were both in it as well.
No kidding. And your costume was?
I had pointy ears and a long wig and a sort of velvet gown, and I got to wander around the forest. Yeah.
What's the pay like for doing something like that?
It's not so much about the money, it's about the credibility.
The credibility?
Yeah. It was more the opportunity.
How much credibility is this walking around the forest with a velvet gown?
A lot. You'd be surprised.
Jermaine, now you're in a new movie, an independent film called Eagle vs. Shark. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's about it's mostly about this girl who's quite shy and awkward, another nerd. She It's a love. It's a romantic comedy, really. But it's more about the sort of characters that you'd usually see on the periphery of the other movies.
Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, I want to thank you both so much. That was really fun. I really appreciate you performing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Letting
us.
And good luck with the show.
Cheers.
Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie star in the new HBO comedy series Flight of the Conchords, which premieres Sunday. Clement stars in the new movie Eagle vs. Shark, which opens in New York and L.A. tomorrow. Our recording engineer for their performance was Al Banks.